If you watch or listen to the ABC, you'll know there are no shortage of female journalists, presenters and editors, and that's the case across a lot of other media organisations too. But it's apparently a very different picture when it comes to experts and commentators who are interviewed on air or appear in stories, and I'm sad to say that that's true of this program as well. A new report released today has found that women make up only 34% of this category of on-air experts and commentators. According to the report, the ABC and the Herald Sun are amongst the worst offenders, with male sources accounting for 75% and 80% of all sources, respectively. Jenna Price is a Sydney Morning Herald and Canberra Times columnist. She's a journalism lecturer at UTS and co-author of the 2019 Women for Media report. Jenna Price, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. Thanks for having me.
Jennifer, this report, you looked at the top five stories published by 15 news websites every Thursday over a month.
That's exactly right.
What was the overall picture you found when it came to the representation of women in the media?
It's not great representation of women in the media. It's men's voices, men's sources. Men have the highest number of, they're the experts in every single field except for the royals. And I think that... Even when we don't go to those people originally as our first source, even our second less important sources are always men.
Now, is that changing? I mean, I guess it's fair to say if you look at the top stratas of across a number of fields, the experts in these fields, you know, traditionally have been men. That is changing within, you know, women in boards and companies, more women top academics, all that sorts of sort of thing. So is that representation changing just too slowly? Are you able to measure that?
Part of our problem is that certainly in politics and in government and in business, there's still far too few men in those top positions. And I noticed that Cathy
McGowan... Too few women, you're saying, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I have to say that Cathy's sister, Ruth, is launching a book today called Something Like How to Get Elected. And I think she's directing it specifically at women. So particularly in the Liberal Party, there aren't enough women in those cabinet positions. So that's very difficult for them to be quoted if they're not in that senior position. Mm-hmm. But it's also about how we as journalists approach our sources. We go to the people who we know will be happy to speak, who we know will pick up the phone. And sadly, that's sometimes not women. And I know from my own experience, I can be a bit reluctant to come on. In fact, I'm nervous now. And, you know, a year ago when I was asked to go on The Drum, I thought, I really don't think I can do this. And I had to kind of talk myself into it. So I've now adopted this process with women who will say to me when I ring them, they say, oh, I'm not the expert, I'm not the best in the field. I'll say to them, we're going to do this together. You're going to be fine. Tell me the three most important things you know. So it's partly about women not wanting to take centre stage, which I really wish they would because they have brilliant things to say.
When it comes to the on-air talent thing, the ABC, as I mentioned at the start, was one of the worst offenders, male sources accounting for 75% of all these sources on the ABC, which is a little surprising because we have a lot of on-air across radio, television, all our platforms, a lot of women journalists in very senior positions. So does the gender of the journalist have an impact or not have an impact on the choice of guests and commentators? What did you find more broadly?
Well, in most instances, the gender of the journalist had an impact on the source that they chose, but not in all instances. And, I mean, I think it's partly the kinds of fields you report on. So it's much easier to find a woman who wants to speak about particular areas. So, for instance, health or well-being or, celebrities or arts. It's more difficult to find women who are happy to speak on those other areas. But, for instance, at Nine and at The Age and certainly at BuzzFeed, women journalists chose women's sources.
Okay. And where the general population, the overall population, going for its news sources is changing quite rapidly. A lot of people getting it on social media. You found that BuzzFeed is leading the change in terms of representation, of gender representation on sources quoted and talent used. I think it has the highest percentage of female sources at 59%. Could you work out whether this was a conscious choice, and is it a good sign of what's ahead, that as the new media comes more into play, that this will change organically?
So in the case of BuzzFeed, we did also a content analysis of what stories they covered, and they were more likely to cover the sorts of stories where more female sources appeared anyhow. So media, arts, entertainment, celebrity, that kind of thing. So that, skewed the results. We don't necessarily want all our news media to be covering those particular issues. We also have to discover what's happening at the big banks and what's happening in politics. The key thing is that there are also organisations that were making change. So, for instance, the ABC is now implementing the 50-50 challenge, which I think is fantastic. It's being run by Gavin Morris and Gavin Fang, and they are working actively to try and get more female sources on. So that's, a good initiative. There are people who are doing that kind of thing. But it's also a little bit about the confidence of the sources themselves.
All right, Jenna, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Jenna Price, she's a columnist and a journalism lecturer at UTS and co-author of this report, 2019 Women for Media Report. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:23.